Ukraine is preparing for presidential elections. The voting will take place on Sunday. If no one wins a majority of the votes, officials will organize a second vote between the top two candidates. That runoff election would be held 2 weeks later. The winner will face great difficulties. Ukraine is struggling to deal with corruption and help energize a weak economy. The country is also at war with rebels in the east. The rebels receive support from Russia's government. Ukrainian voters will find 39 candidates on the ballot Sunday. However, the election appears to be a three-way race between the current president, Petro Poroshenko, the well-known politician Yulia Tymoshenko, and comedian Volodymyr Zelensky. Poroshenko, the incumbent, says he has worked for reforms during his five-year term. He says he has moved Ukraine toward the West and has fought corruption. His supporters say now is not the time to change leaders. But the Poroshenko campaign has been hurt by reports of corruption in military spending. These claims have hurt his hope for re-election. In the past week, someone new to politics is leading in opinion studies of likely voters, 41-year-old Volodymyr Zelensky. During a recent visit to his campaign headquarters, young supporters were busy putting information about him on social media. Zelensky campaign spokesman Dmytro Razumkov says Ukrainians are longing for new leaders. The lack of trust in all the political elites has led to a decision by the Ukrainian people to punish them, and the name of this punishment is Zelensky, Razumkov said. Zelensky's television program is called Servant of the People. On the show, an everyday Ukrainian worker becomes president by chance. So, is this life about to imitate art? Zelensky's show is on a television station owned by a billionaire who has been accused of corruption. Some think Zelensky is under the businessman's control. But Zelensky says he would fight Ukraine's corrupt elite. He says he would end the guaranteed protection from legal action of judges and politicians. The third leading candidate is Yulia Tymoshenko. She became famous as one of the leaders of Ukraine's Orange Revolution in 2004. Since then, she has been put in jail 2 times on corruption charges. She denies any wrongdoing. In her campaign, Tymoshenko has promised to lower fuel prices and to increase payments to retired government workers by 200%. Her voters are the poorest people of Ukraine, says Volodymyr Fesenko. He works at the Center for Public Studies in Kiev. Fesenko adds that the war in the East and threats from Russia are the real issues. No matter who becomes president, they can't finish this war by themselves, but they also can't meet Russian President Putin's conditions, as the people of this country won't accept it, he said. Many Ukrainians say they remain undecided over who should be their next leader. I'm Susan Shand.